and Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, the big news around the world today is about the Iran deal. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has held a big press conference in Tel Aviv to show evidence that Iran lied about having a nuclear weapons program. Now, the Iran deal was struck in 2015 in an effort to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Now, Iran has always denied having a nuclear weapons program, but major powers had been slapping sanctions on them nonetheless in order to try them and get them to stop the program that they thought they had. The deal relaxed the sanctions in exchange for Iran significantly winding back their uranium enrichment program and allowing inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, to come into their country and check that they were complying with the deal. The deal lasts for 10 years, so it expires in 2025. US President Donald Trump has been attacking the deal for about 3 years now. He is particularly fixated on the financial aspect of it. Here he is this morning in a joint press conference with the president of Nigeria at the White House.
We gave Iran $150 billion and $1.8 billion in cash. Nigeria would like some of that. $1.8 billion in cash. And $150 billion. You know what we got? We got nothing. We got nothing.
Now, the money he's talking about there was money which a lot of people would say belonged to Iran anyway. It was Iranian cash locked up in foreign banks by the sanctions, and the deal released that money, and so Iran got the money back. And theoretically, what the US, Russia, China, the UK, France, and Germany got in return is a nuclear weapons-free Iran for at least 10 years and the ability to check up on what they were up to. Donald Trump has a deadline of the 12th of May, so less than 2 weeks away, to decide whether to slap the sanctions back on Iran and pull the US out of the deal. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would very much like President Trump to pull out, and this morning he held a press conference in Tel Aviv, beginning in Hebrew and then switching to English for the international audience.
As I'd like, the international community will hear what I have to say and understand it. And I will talk in English and afterwards in Hebrew.
Good evening. Tonight we're going to show you something that the world has never seen before. Tonight, we are going to reveal new and conclusive proof of the secret nuclear weapons program that Iran has been hiding for years from the international community in its secret atomic archive. You may well know that Iran's leaders repeatedly deny ever pursuing nuclear weapons. Well, tonight I'm here to tell you one thing. Iran lied. Big time.
That last phrase there, Fran, was accompanied by giant letters projected onto the wall behind the Prime Minister, simply saying in English, Iran lied, in lovely Times New Roman font. Prime Minister Netanyahu then pulled back sheets to reveal shelves full of binders and CDs, which he says were obtained by Israeli intelligence from Iran's secret atomic archive in suburban Tehran.
The Iran deal, the nuclear deal, is based on lies. It's based on Iranian lies and Iranian deception. 100,000 files right here prove that they lied.
Now, there's already been a reaction from experts to this press conference. Richard Nephew, who is a former US State Department official who was part of the US team that negotiated the deal, told the Washington Post this morning that Netanyahu's revelations were interesting and important for building a history of Iran's program, but not a new revelation, at least in terms of where the program was when we were negotiating. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, told the Post that what Netanyahu is revealing with all this detail is not news. Olli Heinonen, who is the former chief inspector of the IAEA, told The Guardian that his department first saw the documentation Netanyahu presented in 2005, and Heinonen said that he just saw a lot of pictures that he had seen before. Essentially, what they're all saying is that they knew that Iran was lying about their nuclear deal, and that's about their nuclear program, and that's why the Iran deal was put in place in the first place. In his press conference, Benjamin Netanyahu directly addressed Donald Trump.
In a few days' time, President Trump will make his decision on what to do with the nuclear deal. I'm sure he'll do the right thing.
Donald Trump has already responded.
Prime Minister Netanyahu just gave a very, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but I got to see a little bit of it. And That is just not an acceptable situation. And I've been saying that's happening. They're not sitting back idly. They're setting off missiles, which they say are for television purposes. I don't think so. So we'll see what happens. I'm not telling you what I'm doing, but a lot of people think they know. And on or before the 12th, we'll make a decision. That doesn't mean we won't negotiate a real agreement.
The missiles he's talking about are, you know, non-nuclear tipped missiles that they're setting off and broadcasting the pictures of. Now, the main negotiator between the concerned parties over the last few months has become the French President Emmanuel Macron. He addressed the US Congress last week about the Iran deal, which he referred to by its official title, the JCPOA.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead. That's my position. That's why France will not leave the JCPOA, because we signed it.
There are some hopes that Macron has convinced Donald Trump to improve the deal rather than bin it. But over the last month, Donald Trump has surrounded himself with two hawks on Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton, who have both in the past backed forcing regime change in Iran. Over the last 24 hours, as he heads to Sydney, Emmanuel Macron has had phone conversations with the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to try and settle the waters. All of them have agreed to try and preserve the deal. We will find out what Donald Trump will do in under 2 weeks, Fran. But, you know, there's also a question, even if they go to Iran with these are the new terms of the deal, we want you to continue the deal until 2030 and make these new concessions to us, it's possible that Iran will say, well, no, we had a deal, so stick to the one that we organised in the first place. Thank you very much.
I think it's highly possible. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.